Unit 9. Competitor Yale. 33. Love and Hate. Han Mei Mei is asking John about Yale University. John, why do you want to prefer Harvard University to Yale University? They're about the same.
You tell me your reason first.
To be honest, I'm kind of following the crowd. In China, the most well-known American universities are Harvard and Yale. They are like Oxford and Cambridge, so to speak. Oddly, far less Chinese students apply for Yale than for Harvard.
I guess I know what you mean. Harvard is more popular in China, right? In the United States, the two universities will compete fiercely with each other in enrolling students each year.
I've heard a little bit about the competition between them, which has lasted for more than 300 years, and their relationship is very subtle.
They have mixed feelings about each other, half gratitude and half resentment, as it were.
I thought they only see each other as rivals.
If you know Yale's history, you will understand why sometimes Harvard behaves like a big brother.
Can you tell me?
You may not know that Yale was founded by a group of Harvard students.
Really? I didn't know. How come?
We know that Harvard struggled to get rid of religious control after its foundation in the second half of the 17th century. Harvard deviated more and more from Puritan tenets and moved towards academic freedom.
That's a big step forward.
But it incurred great dissatisfaction from some students, most of whom were Congregational Church. They demanded for the original Puritan doctrine, but they were ignored by Harvard.
Were they irritated?
Perhaps. Frustrated in 1701, they founded a new college in New Haven, Connecticut, and named it Collegiate School of Connecticut. The first president of the new school was also a Harvard alumnus. His name was Abraham Person.
Why was it called Yale later?
In 1718, another Harvard alumnus called Cotton Mather renamed it after an English businessman, E. Yale, who donated some goods, which were worth £562 and 417 books to the new college.
Same as other private colleges.
Interestingly, Mather wasn't appreciated at Harvard. He had been starving to become Harvard president, but was twice refused by the school board, so he got a chip on his shoulder about this.
It's ironical. Harvard's refusal gave birth to a top university in the States. Harvard people must take this to heart.
I believe Yale also took it to heart. After all, not only was it founded by a group of Harvard alumni, but its name was given by a Harvard alumnus. Still in all, Yale finally paid off the debt of gratitude it owed to Harvard.
What happened?
In 1930, a Yale alumnus named Edward Harkness donated $13 million to Harvard for constructing 7 special houses. That was an enormous figure at that time, and the houses opened up the house system at Harvard.
Why didn't he donate money to his mother university?
He did want to, but his idea received a cool response from Yale. In his flay, he donated money to Harvard. Anyway, his action paid off the debt Yale had owed to Harvard.
I didn't know there were such interesting stories between Harvard and Yale. No wonder their relationship is subtle and complex.